I don't know myself. But do you know, it is rumored that many of the students were very fond of him. He was a very learned person, very brilliant. But I think when he came up with this whole concept of God is dead, certainly it didn't meet with the approval of many people.
Well, I looked at it from this angle. If you said God is dead, you naturally infer that he once lived. You see, a person couldn't be dead if they had never lived.
Right.
Well, I couldn't go along with that. Now, if he had said there is no God or never has been a God, why, I could have seen how he could advance that theory. But I don't know. I didn't read his book, and I just don't know exactly his line of thought.
Yes. I remember reading a statement made by him, Altizer, that's his name, Dr. Altizer. I think he was basing his philosophy upon Nietzsche, German philosopher. He had been schooled in the schools of philosophy. And certainly this is one of Nietzsche's philosophical thinking.
Wasn't his thinking that there just wasn't any God.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
But this man, you know, said God is dead.
Yeah.
That would infer that he believed that he once lived. If he is dead now, you would.
That's true. You would get that idea. Well, I tell you, he became popular not only locally but nationally. Certainly did. I learned that he is now teaching English at some university. I don't recall the name, but he has accepted position as an English professor at some outstanding university.
Well, there's a thing I've been watching a good deal in our educational system is the federal aid. I used to be high up for federal aid when I was county school superintendent, but when they were seeking federal aid then, it was to have no strings. But now, if you get anything in the government, they're going to tell you how to do it.
Well,
and now, we'll possibly lose Mercer University because they, George Baptist Convention, if you've kept up with it, they have voted two or three times not to accept federal aid. So the trustees.
I was reading very recently about the trustees at the New Georgia Baptist College. Mm-hmm. They have voted, I don't know whether
Dr. Swilly.
Yes, the president there. He and some of the trustees are going along with the idea of asking for and receiving federal support.
They call it, they taking it as a grant or as a loan. Now, a loan or a gift.
Well, I think it's going to be more or less a loan. I think it's going to be more of a loan than a gift. And it is said that this is one of the main ways by which they can continue to operate, you know, efficiently.
Yeah, he's just starting off, and it's going to be hard to make a headway. Of course, I believe if they had had a Baptist college in Atlanta, yeah, they had a goal. Possibly done better than they're making.
Right. Right. How far is Mercer from here?
Mercer? It's about 150 miles.
Uh-huh. But I imagine a large number of students finishing high school here probably matriculate at.
I don't know why.